Zog the Mishnah Daftes on the base. Lo yeshev odom lifnei hasapor samuch lemincha. A person should not go take a haircut and sit by the barber samuch lemincha when it's time to daven mincha. Now this is not referring to a din of Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. This is talking about a regular weekday. Meaning, just like we know later on, the next Mishnah is going to say lo yetze achayit b'machtoi. A chayit should not go Erev Shabbos with his machad lest he forget and he'll carry on Shabbos. So we're saying another Shema Yishkach as a hakdoma to that Mishnah, that not just on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you have to be careful, you might forget that you're carrying, but lo yeshev odom lifnei hasapor, on a regular weekday, you shouldn't go take a haircut and sit by the barber, samach lemincha, lest you forget, you'll be shecheach, and you won't daven mincha because you're by the barber. Achi ispalo. First you should daven. So Rashi, v'ha filu b'chol nami, this din of Shema Yishkach v'lo ispalo is a weekday din. What's it doing over here? It's similar to the next mission of Lietze Chayit B'machto, which is an Erev Shabbos to Gedin. You might carry it when it turns night on Shabbos. So we're also saying Shem Yishkach and you won't be mispal. Likewise, the mission says, Lo yikonis odom lemerchatz. A person should not enter a bathhouse. V'loy lebursiki or a tanner where they're ma'abed oiris. V'loy lechol, you shouldn't start a meal. V'loy ledin, you shouldn't start it in Torah. All these things are forbidden. Why? The Gemara is going to explain exactly what type of scenario we're referring to. But they're forbidden because you might forget, get caught up, preoccupied in these things, and you'll forget to daven mincha. Shem yishkach v'loy yispalo. So mainly you should do this. You should do daven first. Achi yispalo. Now, this is all what you should do lechatchil. You should daven first before you do these ma'isim. V'im ischilu, if a person started doing these ma'isim before he davened, ein mafsikin, then already you don't have to stop. Now Rashi points out, we're talking about ein mafsikin, that you're able to daven afterwards. Ela yigmar, finish the bursiki, finish the meal, finish the merchatz, finish the haircut, and be mispalel afterwards, which implies that the ikah shoyis, we're talking about that this able to still daven mincha after you finish this ma'isa. So, lechatchila you shouldn't, because you should daven first. But in Mischilu, if you started, then ain't mafsikin, you don't have to stop. Now, this machlokes rishonim, if it's referring to Mischilu beheter, Rashi learns that we're talking about Mischilu beheter, you started at a time when it was permissible to start. So now, ain't mafsikin, once you started already, because the ikah shoyis. Tosis is going to learn that this is even by Mischilu beisser. Even if you started beisser, still, ein mafsikin, because the ikah shoyis, you're able to do it afterwards too. So it's a much bigger chiddush in Tosis that ischilu means even if ischilu beisser. So Tosis, the second Tosis, ischilu ein mafsikin, afilu ischilu beisser, kenemucha besuka. But either way, say if it's ischilu beheter, or if it's chayv ischilu beisser, we're talking about ein mafsikin be the ikah shoyis. That means after you finish the maisa of what you're doing, the haircut or the bursiki or the suda, there's still time afterwards to be mispal. Rabbi Kvega points out that the Mishnah starts off lo yeshiv odom lifnei asaper samach lemincha achi yispalo. Legabi asaper, it says specifically the din, do not start a haircut until you daven. And then it says, as a separate entity in the Mishnah, lo yikonis odom lemerchatz, lo yleburski, lo yilecho, lo yiledin, vim yischilo yem afsikin, going on everything. Why is it not in this Arav together? Let it say, lo yeshiv odom lifnei asaper, lo yikonis lemerchatz, lo yleburski, lo yilecho, why is it separate? Why is Sapar differently? So B'Kivega explains, because by the Sapar, there's all more of a reason that a person might be caught up and not be mispal. Why? Because Kovad Abrius. I can't leave in the middle of a haircut. By the other things, the Etzim, I can stop the meal. I can stop the Bursiki. I can stop the Din. So Mele of those, the Merchatz, I can leave. I don't have to be there till the end. So those, it's set separately. Masha'enkein, the loyeshev ne'a saper, that's bigger chiddush. Loyeshev over here, because here is where the ikkah zeir is applicable. That a person might get caught up and will not daven because of kovid abrius to stop in the middle of a haircut. So it says separately, loyeshev odom ne'a saper, somach lemincha, achi ispalo, versus the other ones, loyikonis lemelchatz, lebursk, lelechav, lelodin. So the Mishnah finishes off, v'im ischilu e'im afsikin, like we said, Tosis says, even ischilu be'issa, at the ikah shoyis, other rishonim say it's dafka by yischilu beheter, then ain't mafsikin. But then the Mishnah finishes off mafsikin likoyis kriyashma. Kriyashma is different. Kriyashma is the Raisa versus Tefillah, which is the Rabbanon. So by Kriyashma, you're mafsik even if the Ika Shahois. Of course, if it's like a shahis, of course you're mafsik. But even by Ika Shahois, you're mafsik with Kriyashma because of the Raisa, the A mafsik and the Tefillah. But the Gemara is going to ask later in Daf Yud Aleph, this repetitive we already said in the Raisha, that Tefillah you're not mafsik for, imischila imafsikin. Zok the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah Liyeshav Nea Sapar, Somach Lemincha, which Mincha are we referring to? Hey, Somach Lemincha. There are two minchas. There's mincha gedoyla and mincha ktana. Mincha gedoyla is a half an hour after chatzos, sheva v'chetzi shoyz manis into the yom, and mincha ktana is 9.5 hours into the day of shoyz manis. So which mincha are referring to that lo yeshiv? Hey, somach le mincha. Ilem el mincha gedoyla. If we're talking about mincha gedoyla, which is a half an hour after chatzos, amai loy. Why can't you start a meal then? Why can't you start it in Torah? Why can't you go to the burski then? You have a long time till the end of the day. For shkia, so you have a long time for mincha still. So why can't you start? Amai loy hoika shows biyom tuva. There's a lot of time still in the day. So why do you have to? Why do you have to? Not lechatchila. Why shouldn't you lechatchila start? You can do what you want to do lechatchila and daven afterwards. Ella zok to gemara somach lemichiktana. We're talking about somach lemichiktana, which is later in the day, which is 9.5 hours into the day. So over here, Taka, it makes sense that you shouldn't start lechatchila. Now, then the Mishnah said, "Im ischilu, if you started at this time, ein mafsikin, you don't stop. There is going to be shows later, but you don't have to stop." Zok the Gemara, if you're saying it's referring to somach mechiktana, then if you started somach mechiktana, the meal, or the bursiki, or the din, or the merchatz, ein mafsikin, name it tavet yufte Reb Shuman Levi. This should be a clear kash on Reb Shuman Levi. Why? The Om Reb Shuman Levi. Reb Shuman Levi's opinion is kevin shgiyas man tefilas mincha. Once it hits mincha ktana, also lo odom sheyitam klum koim sheyispalat tefilas mincha. You're not allowed to eat anything once you hit tefilas mincha. You're not allowed to be toyim. If you're not allowed to be toyim, so obviously you have to be mafsik. If you're not allowed to put anything in your mouth once it's man of mincha ktana, so then that means you have to be mafsik. So if our Mishnah is saying that you shouldn't start lechatchila, but if you started ein mafsikin, and if it's talking about somach lemichiktana, that's behedya not like Reb Shuman Levi. Reb Shuman Levi clearly says that also lonim sheyitoim, the din of ein mafsikin is a steer to that. Meaning, if Reb Shuman Levi says that you're not allowed to be toyim, is clearly mashma that even if you started eating, you have to be mafsik, also litoim. That's what Tosfos learns. Mashma le dafilu hischila. So, fekta is akasha, maybe be mechalik and differentiate. Luki masisim be hischel beheta. The mission that says, ein mafsikin, is talking about hischel beheta. Not like Tosfos learned before, that ischilu means afilu beissa. But say it's dafka ischilu beheta, and that's what ein mafsikin. And Reb Shuman Levi is talking about hischel beissa. And that's why it's osalitoim. And Taka would imply also you have to be mafsik, but that's all by hischilu beissa. Maybe hischilu beheta is what the mission is referring to when it says that hischilu ein mafsikin. Zoktesiv Yesh Loimar, and the bottom of that Tosis, the im hischilu ein mafsikin mashma, afilu hischilu beissa kriprash masisin, like Tosis Lishtosa learned that our Mishnah is talking about even hischilu beissa, and yet it says that im hischilu ein mafsikin, so that's clearly not like Reb Shuman Levi that says that you're not allowed to be toyim. Because if you're not allowed to be toyim, then for sure you would have to be mafsik. And for the Gemara Loi, the Mishnah Loilam does not refer to somach mechiktana. So we asked the question, if you're not allowed to start lechatchila somach mechigdoyla, why not? After all, ika shos b'yom tuva. And to the Gemara, b'tispoires ben elosa. We're talking about a special haircut. A haircut where the every pore and every root of the hair doesn't touch the beginning of the next hair. Like Rashi says over here, Meniach kol asayas ktsas kedei sheiroisho shalzeh betzad ikro shalzeh. The tip of a hair follicle should be exactly starting at the beginning of the next hair. So it's perfectly aligned. That takes a good few hours. That haircut takel, oilam atum ad micha gdoila. And micha gdoila, you have a lot of hours, we asked. Teretz says, if you take such a haircut, then shema yishkach and yitaka won't be mispalel. But it's loilam, it's not shver and abshuv and levi. Abshuv and levi is talking about somach micha ktana. Our mission that says ischilu ein mafsikin is talking about you started somach mechigdoyla, you shouldn't start lechatchila because it's such a long haircut. But avade if he's chilu and ika shows, then aim afsikin. That's not a steer to Abshum and Levi. Abshum and Levi is talking about micha ktana, where over there taka is osel litoim klum once it's igi as manu micha ktana. So tisperus is talking about a special tisperus, even though ika shows biyom tuva. We're talking about a haircut which we're choishes that it might get extended all the way till this man of mincha. Even though he's starting by his mincha gdoila. Below the merchats, likewise, what's the bathhouse talking about? Lekula milsa de merchats. We're not just talking about the bath. We're talking about locha v'zgoishoi. We're talking about taking a bath and a sauna and a hot tub and all types of things. The ganze guf. Maim tzoynim lazia and everything. So that takes a long time and you'll get caught up. Below the bursiki, we're talking about that you go to the tanner, Dr. Mo, Leburski Gdoyla. We're talking about where there's a lot of iris that Yabayim Abed. And we're talking about the beginning of the tikkun. So, Mela, there's a lot of time. Even Mecha Gdoyla, Lechatchila, you shouldn't start it. Veloy Lechoil, we're talking about the Sudik Gdoyla. Veloy Ledin, we're talking about Tchilas Din. So, all these things, since it's a Tchilas Din, and you have to listen to all the Bale Din, it might get extended and prolonged and procrastinated, so Mamela, you shouldn't lechatchila start it until you davened. If you start it, so then ain't mafsikin. Zog Gemara another teretz. Rav Acha ben Yankov Omar, the Le'olam, the Mishnah, is talking about Mincha Gedoyla. And in Mincha Gedoyla, we said, Ika Shoiz B'yom Tuva. So what's the problem? So we gave first teretz, we're talking about the long haircut. Ben Elosa, we're talking about Sudik Doyla. The second time the Gemara is saying, La'oilam, we're talking about Tisperis Didon. Ay, by Michig Doyla, what's the chash by Tisperis Didon? What's the chash by a regular Suda? So Gemara, La'oilam, Tisperis Didon. And Lechatchila, Amai Loi, Yeshev, why can't you Lechatchila sit by the barber? After all, Ikashoiz B'yom Tuva? Gzeira Shem Yeshover Azug. Maybe the scissors will break. If the scissors will break, not like today, just pull on another pair of scissors. He'll have to go find now another pair of scissors. And that's going to take time. And it'll be procrastinated, and it'll end up being this Zman Mincha. So le'olam, we're talking about Mincha Gdoyla, a regular haircut, but it might end up being a long production because of the fact that the scissors, the zug, might break. Zog the Gemara, likewise, v'loy le'merchatz, we're talking about what? Even though Mincha Gdoyla, we're talking about Ikashoiz B'yom Tuva, we're talking about Lazia Ba'alma, a regular merchatz. We're not talking about the whole production of a sauna and loch of his roisha. We're talking about regular zia ba'alma, which shouldn't take a long time. Zog the Gemara lechatchila my lois. So why lechatchila can you do by micha gedoyla? Gzera shema yis alpha. Maybe you'll faint from the heat from the hazor ba'alma, and that will end up being a long production, and you won't daven mincha. V'loy leburski. We're talking about a tan, and we're not talking about a lot of oiras. We're not talking about the beginning of the tikkun liyuna ba'alma. You just want to look at the oiras. It's a business deal. You want to look at it. Why can't you do it before you daven? Lechatchila my loy, the mechazi pseida bezvine. You might see something wrong with the zvine, something wrong with the hides, and will be mevatel the whole business deal. Umitrid, and you'll be torrid. Once you're torrid, you won't be able to daven. Dr. Rashi, yitzdar. It's a psychological tzar over here. V'ye torud b'tzar v'lo yispalel. You'll be torrid in the tzar, and you won't be able to daven. And that's why we're choshed, even if it's not a bursiki with a long production, the etzem tsar of chazi pseida will prevent you and will stop you from davening. You'll be torud b'tzairoi v'lo yispalel, and you won't daven. You have a hefzin in Parnosa, so you won't be able to daven. V'loy lechoil, what are we talking about? We're talking about a regular suda, not a sudik doyla. U'lechatchila ma'iloy, d'ma'osilam shuchei, you might start off as a one-course meal, but it'll end up being an eight-course meal. So it'll end up being that you'll be mafsid zman mincha. V'loy ledin, even though we're not talking about tchilas din, we're talking about gmar din. Gmar din, what's the problem? After all, they already heard all the tainas. They were just waiting for the psak din. Zog di gemoga, lechatchila ma'iloy, Dilma chazi taima v'sosadina. Maybe they'll find a new time, a new reason to be sois the original din, and they'll start again from the tchilas din. The whole din total will have to start again. The tainas, the halach yelach, the nois of a noisin will start again, and it'll be nimshach until be ner oivez man mincha. Now, in the Rishonim, there's many different shittas how we come at lemaisa in this sugya based on the two truths from the Gemara. The Elohim are talking about sudik gdoyla. And we're talking about the chash of starting something which is a long production, tispoyos ben elosa or sudik doyla. And the second tarot of the Gemara was we're talking about a regular thing, even if it's not a long production, but it might end up being a long production. So Tosis says Not like that. We hold, like the Lishta Kama, that Suda Gedoyla is Osa Bizman Mincha Gedoyla. But Suda Ketana is Mutter Bizman Mincha Gedoyla. And then Tosfos says, Miu, Somach Mincha Ketana, it's Osa even a Suda Ketana. A Suda Ketana, Somach Mincha Ketana would be Osa. Bimischilu Mafsikin. And that would be totally in Reb Shua Ben Levi. But the Gemara wanted to say, Reb Shua Ben Levi, Asas Afilu Litoim. And this Mafsikin by Suda Ketana is because Hischel Be'issa. But if Hischel beheta, then it would be aim afsikin by some of the mechiktana. The Rosh is another sheet in the sugya, and the Agoy Sashri also, that they bring that you're allowed to start a sudiktana, some of the mechiktana. The third sheet is the Balamor sheet that says you're allowed to start a sudigdoila, some of the mechikdoila. Lemaisa the Ramo is makel, like the sheetas that are makel, and a sudiktana by mechiktana is muta. And a Suda Gedoyla is Mutter by Mincha Gedoyla. And there's numerous reasons brought down in the Poskim that why we're Mekel, Bizman Hazeh, we eat Lamaisa B'Somach Mincha Ketana, even a Suda Gedoyla we're Mekel on, is because if you have a Zman Kavua, if you have a set time, if you have a Shoimer, if you have a Shamish that knows you when the Zman of Tefillah is, so all these are reasons that we're more Mekel, and we have Sudas, even though it's Somach Mincha Ketana or Gedoyla. Zog the Gemara weiter, the Mishnah said that hischilu eim afsikin. So what's called hischilu? Me'eim usai ascholas tisperz. What's called the onset, the beginning of this haircut? Does it mean the first snip? That eim afsikin? Zog the Gemara, omrav avin, mishyaniach ma'afoyres shal saporin al birkov. When the barber places the apron, the robe that collects the hairs on his lap, that is the beginning of the haircut. And once he started that, eim afsikin. It is avada this show still to daven afterwards, but once you started that, ain't mafsikin. Ume'emasai, atzcholas mechatz, what's the onset of the bathhouse that you went to? Omrav avin, mishiara mafalta hemeno. When you remove your cloak, your outer cloak, so that's considered getting ready for the bathhouse. Me'emasai, atzcholas burski, what's the onset of going into the burski to the tanner to watch the hides? Zogdemo mishi yikshar bank seifov. That you put your hands into a special robe, your arms, and once you put your arms into that robe and you tie that rope together, that apron around you, so then it's considered the onset, the beginning of the bursiki and eim afsikin. Umeimisai, from when is ascholat sechilu? What's the onset of the meal? Zok demor rav omar mishitul yodah, when you wash your hands. V'reb chanina omar mishiyati chagura, when you loosen your belt. That means even before the washing of the hands, you untie, you loosen up the belt, because after all, you're going to have a meal now, so you need more room in your stomach, so you loosen your belt. Zog di Gemara, there's not really a machloikas, just each one is talking about a different place that they were lived in. Veloy pligi, ha lon, meaning for Bnei Bavel, where their minig was to tie their belts very tight, so before they had a meal, they untied it, so there's room for the food to sit comfortably on the stomach. V'holuhu, Mashenka Bnei Yisrael did not have this minig of tying your belt so tight, so they didn't have to be matter the belt. They didn't have to loosen the belt before the meal. So by them, it's dependent on being noitel yadayim, washing one's hands before the meal. That's the onset of the meal. Holon v'holuhu. Zog d'mo weiter, Oma Abaya, Hani Chavim Bavloi. Now that we said that in Bavel, the minig was to tighten your belt very tight, and you unloosen it before a meal. So Leman the Omar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, according to Man Omar that says that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, meaning the Gemara in Brochas, Rabbi Shua over there said that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, because since it's Mesukan, Keneged, Haktoras, Emerin, all the Tfilas are Keneged Karbonus. So, but Tfilas Arvis, Keneged, Haktoras, Emerin, the Haktoras, Chalovim, the Emerin, the Nevogim, are not Ma'akiv, they're not Ma'akiv if you're not Makti them for the Kapora. So since it's not Ma'akiv, likewise Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. There's another mandomer that says, Tfilas Arvitz keneged Oves Tiknum, keneged Yaakov Avinu. We'll see soon in Tosis, but Al-Koponim, according to mandomer Tfilas Arvitz Rishus, that it's not Ma'akev, just like it's not Ma'akev in the Kapora, the Aktora, so to the davening is not Ma'akev. So Kevin the Shogele HaMayna, once they open up their belt, once they open up their, they untighten the Babylonians, the Bnei Bavel, once they untighten the belt, loy matrechinon lei. We're not matriach them anymore to be mafsik their suda and to tighten the belt again, but rather finish your suda and daven afterwards. Meaning, once you untied your belt, once you loosened your belt, this basically saying is chilu emafsikin. Once you untightened your belt and you loosened it, the hani bavloi, the bnei bavel, where the minig was halon valuhu, where the taka untightened their belt. So once they did that, so loy matachinolei, we're not matriach them to be mafsik the suda, finish the suda, and daven afterwards. A Tosafot right away points out that Vim toima tape gleim shum kriyashma. Even if Tulis Arvis is Rishus, the Arvis is Rishus, but Kriyashma is the Raisa. So why loy matachinon lei? Zoktois v'yeshloim ikon shekol kriyashma, you already read kriyashma. Zoktois l'gabit etzim dinam tfilas arvitz v'shuz v'nir l'ri. Afilu ma'adomet tfilas arvitz v'shuz ein levatla b'chinom. Just because v'shuz doesn't mean you can be mevatlet b'chinom. Ela b'shvil shum tzorech, unless you have an important reason. K'moy b'sra ha'mayin adoch o'im yeshum mitzvah she'en oiveres yasa mitzvah v'lo yispal. If you have a mitzvah, even if it's not oiveres, you do the mitzvah. Ava b'sha mitzvah ein oiveres, even if you know the mitzvah is not oiveres. Tosafot Brocha says that Tfilas Arvis Veshus, but it's not Klapi Mitzvah Oiveres, that a Mitzvah Oiveres you do first. So here Tosafot says, Klapi Mitzvah Ein Oiveres. But Akoponim, it's not Bechinom. Ava Bechinom Ein Levat, you don't stand Levat Tfilas Arvis. Teda, I'll bring you a proof, Shere Yaakov Tikno, even though we're going now connected to Torah's Emrin, but at the end of the day, Yaakov is Mesakin it. Velomi Yesh Levat Bechinom, don't stand be Mevat for no reason. Even if you have a Mitzvah Shein Oiveres, that's not called Bechinom. You're doing a Mitzvah. So you have to have a reason why you're not davening Ma'ariv. It might not be ma'akad kapora, Doctorus Amrin, but it's a mitzvah. So hochanami tfilas arvis is a mitzvah, meaning even though it's not ma'akad kapora, but mitzvah it is. So Tosafot says two reasons why bichinom ein levatlo. Number one, because at the end of the day, Yaakov tikna, and number two, even if it's connected to Aktoris Emerin, but Aktoris Emerin is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, you're not mevatlet bechinom. And the what's called bechinom, as long as it's a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah that's enoi veres, that's already called not bechinom. Unlike Tosafot in Brocha says that it's a dafka mitzvah oi veres, that's called lafuke tfilas arvis. But lemaisa lididon, we're mekabel on it, on ourselves, tfilas arvis like a choiva. The nafkamina is that it's at the end of the day, it's reshus klapi the oynish, but la gabi os be'etzem it's a choyva. But the oynish of it, l'choyra, it's not like a regular tefillah that you mevatel. So the Gemara said, because tefillas arvis is reshus, so once they mati the chagula, so le mati chinalei, you're not mafsik. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, ulamanda omar choyva. The man, the woman that holds tefillas arvis is a choyver. I mean, Gamliel that argues over there in Brochus that arvis is a choyver. Matrichinolei, you do have to stop once you're matrichagur, you're matriachim to close it up and to daven first. In fact, the more it's not like the Mishnah. But tefillas mincha, the mincha, our Mishnah is the kuli alma is what is a choyver. No one is going to say mincha is a reshus. Mincha is a choyver. V'tanan it says beferish in our Mishnah. Im ischilu ein mafsikin. That if you started the suda, you're not mafsik for tefillas mincha. So we see clearly even something that's a choyver ein mafsikin. V'om reb chanino mishiyate chaguroi. Clearly it says once you matir chaguro ein mafsikin. So we see even by tefillas choyver once you matir ein mafsikin. You're not matriach you. So why do we say only because tefillas arvitz reshus? And that the Gemara answers two terutzim daf yudom and aleph. Zok the Gemara, hosom, by tfilas mincha, when you taka started your sudim, bimbe oy joim, loy shricha shachas. Mincha is in the daytime. So it's not shchiach to drink, to hit the bottle and become shikha. It's not motzui. So since it's not motzui, so in Mela, we allow you to finish the suda and daven afterwards. And taka ein mafsikin. Masha'enken hocha by tfilas arvis at night, where it's more common that people drink, shchicha shachas. It's more shchiach to become shikha. So memela yitaka have to be mafsik according to mandomer that tefillas arvis choiva. Only because tefillas arvis is shus, you don't have to be mafsik. But if tefillas arvis is a choiva, according to Megamliel, yitaka have to be mafsik malaylo. Unlike our Mishnah, because our Mishnah talk about biyoim, mincha. By mincha, taka is no chashi, you become shikha. But by mayr, because it's at night, so memela mandomer choiva mafsikin. And only lemanda omer tefillas arvis shus is meet once you mati the chagura loy mati chinulei yitaka not mafsik. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is inami b'mincha came in the kvila zimna. Mincha is a kvu dikazman, meaning you only have until ma'ariv, until shkiyas achamo. You have only from the beginning of zman mincha, very limited time, especially in the winter. It's from a half an hour to chatzos until shkiyah. So it's 4 or 5 hours you have. Even in the summer you have a few more hours, but it's not unlimited like at Ma'ariv. So merely because it's limited, mirtat, a person is nervous, he's not going to be pasheah, he's scared he's going to miss it, so he's going to make sure to daven. So even though it's a choiva, ein mafsikin, once you start it, ein mafsikin, because you'll make sure to daven. Mashenken arvis, you'll procrastinate. Kevon the lekula leilya is man arvis. The whole night is man arvis. And you can daven all the way till alois. You have the whole night. Me'ikredin. So lo mirtet, you'll procrastinate, you'll push it off. So mele osi lemifsha. So that's what we said, leman omet filis arvis choiva. It's taka mafsikin, you don't have this heta, because you think you have a lot of time. The difference between mincha and ma'ariv is, by mincha taka we said, since it's limited, so mele, you'll make sure to daven afterwards. But something that is, the time is much more expanded, you have so much more time, so mele osi lemifshe, and that's what we said, leman omet tfilas arvis choiva, it's taka would be mafsikin. You have to be mafsik to daven tfilas ma'ariv, according to Gamliel, that it's choiva. Only leman omet reshus, then taka we say mafsikin, because it's a reshus. Tosav here points out, hosom lashricha shachas, vim toim afektosas, the breish per basa, the tainis amrinon, shachis umusuf, the chol yoima lo shricha shachus, lo gazrinon, mincha vene'ila, the shricha shachus chashinon. So we see even by mincha, which it's shriach shachus, and with goizer, that you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't duchen over there. So we see even by mincha, it's shriach shachus. Vyeshloim over there, talk about something else. The hosom linyan is siyas kapayim shiny. When it comes to duchening, it's different. Da afilu lo shosel revias osir, lisas kapov. By mincha, it's taka shriach, not to drink, but just even a mere revias. So since this is kapayim is relevant over there, so mela, even if you only drank revias, osir lisas kapov. Mashenka, when it comes to shachus, that's only by ma'ariv. That's not totally in a mere revias. So Tosfos is mechalek that mere revias is also for nesias kapayim. Mashenka, when it comes to tefillah, it's only a question of shachris, meaning much more than revias. The question is that lemaisa the din is even by shosar revias in albi mispal. First halach in shulchan aruch simit tzadites. So ibazoi, what is Tosfos saying that revias is different? That's the gabin nesias kapayim. By tefillah, the din of revias would also be applicable. That it's there's a chash of shachris even by revias in albi mispal. So the Magen Avraham Taka says, you can answer based on the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says, Yayim b'toy chasuda is not mishaker, doesn't make you shikar, and that you're allowed to be mispal. Masha'en kein, nisiyas kapayim is not totally in shachas. Nisiyas kapayim, once you drank revias, and I'll be nois kapayim, so that's what Taka says, nisiyas kapayim is shiny, because that's even totally in revias. That's where there's a shita that the Magen Avraham brings, that for nisiyas kapayim, it's also even yayin megitoy, even if it's not mishaker. So by regular wine, b'teich asuda, zog the Magen Avraham, that's takanat meshaker. So revias will be mutter. There's no chash. Mashenken by nesis kapayim, it's not totally in the shachris. So then, even b'teich asuda wouldn't help you. And that's what he says, by mincha, there's a chash only legabi the revias of nesis kapayim. We'll stop over here, the top of Dav Yud Omid Aleph.